Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Continued concern over burglary and robbery in the city. Over the centuries, the security of Bridgetown challenged the authorities. While in later centuries, lighting and policing were viewed as essential to safeguarding public interest, all efforts were consequently condemned to be inadequate as crime continued to flourish. On this day, September 20th in the year 1843, the Barbadian ran a news item that caused grave concern and indicated that safety in the city was still lacking. The report sensitized the public to the continued acts of burglary and robbery in the capital, and in this account, there was an attempted burglary and the theft of some clothing. During this period, Bridgetown was still a hustling, bustling, thriving, lived-in port town of the day. Emancipation came to fruition in 1838, 5 years earlier, and that was the precursor for a mass movement of the formerly enslaved from country plantations looking for employment in town. Like most cities of its kind, it was densely populated, and overcrowding created conditions that fostered lawless and criminal behavior. This was evident in the writer's comments, and I quote, "Amongst all the improvements contemplated or made in our city, it is strange that a very important one, that of lighting the town, has never been thought of since the period, about 30 years ago or more, when a certain number of street lamps were imported by a merchant of Broad Street and purchased by the inhabitants of all the principal streets. Those lamps, to be sure, did not last long, for some scamps, not the slaves, in their wicked nocturnal ramblings, smashed them one after the other. The expense was entirely voluntary on the part of the inhabitants. None of it, not even the lighting of the lamps, fell upon the parish. Of course, no one would give again 2 guineas for a lamp to be destroyed. While they lasted, however, they were eminently serviceable," end quote, he reported. During the period of slavery, a town watch had been employed as another measure to combat criminal activity in Bridgetown. The writer, who had served as chairman of the watch committee, stated that late one night, members of the committee took to the streets of Bridgetown to check on the activities of the watchmen, and while very few were at their posts, still the streets were quiet. The writer concluded, quote, "Slaves seldom ventured to break open stores or houses. Free men, it seems, are the great adepts in this species of crime," end quote.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.